Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, we have a colleague out in Iowa who's been very, very good. He's been okay to us over the years.
Never rude.
Never rude. Always supported the show to a certain extent.
Yeah. His checks have always cleared.
When the checks are written, they're good.
When the checks are written, they're very good checks. Yeah. And he is apparently at the finish line of building a brand new studio in Coralville, Iowa.
I thought you meant he was at the finish line of something else.
Well, his life, probably. I mean, I'm getting there, too, so I mean, sure. I can relate to that. His name is Steve Bridges. He is the owner and general manager and all-around CEO of KCJJ, AM 1630, the mighty AM 1630, out in Coralville, Iowa. He is a wonderful human being. He is a man that I find to be extremely kind, and he's a good guy. So we're going to call him right now. Let's.
I know it's free, but we get a free sneak peek.
Oh, cool. So, let me get take this. Okay.
Happy anniversary, Steve.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, Steve. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, Steve.
Thank you so very, very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now, I believe, broadcasting on KCJJ. We're going to do this twice. Let me say that we are now calling KCJJ. Are we live on the air there, Rob? Is that where we are now?
Yes.
We are live on the air from the great state of Maine via Washington, D.C., and out to Coralville, Iowa. We are all doing this at the same time, and we are speaking with 93-year-old Steve Bridges, who is celebrating his 50th anniversary in the priesthood today, as a matter of fact.
I got a little bit of lumbago kicking up and some bursitis and
the mago
and kind of an attack of the vapors, but I'm
lumbago. Lumbago is like that is the elderly one. That is fantastic.
Now Steve, when you started in 1965, what were you? Ain't no other brother, Steve Bridges, or Steve Better Boogie Bridges?
I was Stephen Todd Scott. What's wrong with that?
It's a good three-name disc jockey name.
I had the same reaction. I was on Clear Channel 1500, 250-watt, your daytime friend, WGN in Geneseo.
And you know, Mike, just if you really want to put this in perspective, what a young man Steve is on his first shift, the number one record in America was Help Me, Rhonda.
Help Me, Rhonda, baby.
It was.
That's too cool. Do you miss Reel to Reel, Steve?
Give Oscar a little more gain, please.
Yeah, I want to be heard, for God's sakes. All right, hey, Steve. Steve. This is Oscar here. The guy.
I recognize you from the show.
Yeah. I'm the voice of Downtown Liquor. Or Liquor Downtown.
Liquor Downtown,
Steve, I want to tell you that out of all the people, and Michael say this as well, but you know, from my end, I wanted to let you know, for me, out of all the people we've dealt with in radio, you're the only guy that doesn't like spending money on CDs. And I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. That anytime we send you a file, it's got to be on one CD.
Under 80 minutes.
Yes.
And you know, it's funny you would bring up whether Steve misses Reel to Reel, because to this very day, Steve still moves at 7.5 inches per second.
That's wonderful. Very, very exciting. So what are your plans?
I love hysterical, Rob.
Steve, let me get an update on your progress with your new studio. Where are you there yet? Are you in the new building? What's going on?
No, we're going to be there. We're moving on the 16th and 17th, the furniture and everything and the phone system. And then on the 18th and 19th, we're moving the studios, and we should be all settled in by the 20th and 21st.
Cool.
And you're very excited about these new facilities, are you not?
Being kicked out on the street. I mean,
see, now, ladies and gentlemen, I have been reading posts from this man for the entire year where he is talking about how fabulous it is, how great it is. But when he gets somebody like me on, when he wants to cry the poor mouth thing, he sits there
exactly.
And he goes, yeah, well, okay, yeah, that's better than...
Listen, the studios are great. I took my son out there yesterday. Aww. And the kids and he saw them. It was not good before. And our contractor Mark just made. They really are beautiful studios. It's going to be very, very nice, and it should bring a buyer to the station. Within 3 or 4 weeks.
Steve, did we
wait a minute? What
did we wake you?
Well, as a matter of fact, Rob, you did. I was listening to some of your old programs.
I see. Very good.
Well, bam. Yeah. There it is.
There you go.
Found the place. I just got back. No,
Tommy Lang, everybody.
Hey, Tommy Lang.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not here right like daily, but I'm here for the 50th.
Oh, it's a long time.
Wow. Tommy, I didn't know you were... Tommy, my God. Tommy, I thought you were long since dead.
No.
Tommy, I'm kidding. So I'm kidding. We have been following your progress, and I am so thrilled with everything that's going on with you. How you doing? How you feeling, Tommy?
Yeah, man.
Feeling a lot better. I mean, I'm still having some trouble getting around. Like, stairs are still kind of an issue, but I'm getting better every day.
Well, at least that's fantastic.
Well, I drove out here on my own and everything, so... Yeah.
Did you really? Oh, that's great. Well, Tommy, for those listeners that don't know, Tommy Lang, longtime newsman at KCJJ,
partner too, yeah.
Who did a great, great job with Steve for all those years, and actually got himself a liver transplant just a couple of months ago. And we're all delighted that you're hanging in there, Tommy, and continued good results with that surgery. I hope everything's working out well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was actually St. Patrick's Day, ironically enough.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. But, only you would get a new liver on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Incredible.
We need him most.
Yeah, he had to send apologies to all the bar owners.
You know, Tommy, I tell a story about Tommy Lang because I was following him on Facebook. And right after Tommy got the brand new liver, you would think, he would post some sort of video that would say, I'm grateful to God. I think this is an amazing thing. Tommy gets like this ugly selfie video that he posts, and it's like this close up of all Tommy Lang's face. And he goes, I'm back.
Yeah, I think the best prescription for Tommy right after the surgery would have been airplane mode. Let's keep him off the internet.
Oh, no, that wasn't even the first video. The first one, I think, was when I was in post-op. I mean, like a day after I came out of it. And they gave me the switch where you can give yourself drugs.
Yeah.
You
oh,
can give
that's
yourself
the
morphine.
Best.
I'm like, I'm getting high.
Well, you're doing well, and I'm so glad you're there.
A Welcome Back Cotter episode. Give it drugs.
Well, Steve and Tommy, it's always great to hear you guys, and continued good health, hopefully, and also good luck with the new studio. And Steve, anybody that can still broadcast at 103 years old deserves my incredible
you rule,
support.
Steve. You rule.
It's fantastic. With the new station coming on June 20th and all signs pointing towards the fact that you're going to make it, we're all very pleased for you.
Very, very good, guys.
By the way, today a double play of the Michael Mara show because we missed the first hour of the Lex and Terry show.
I'm sure you missed a lot.
Yeah.
Double play.
Oh, man, Lex and Terry, fantastic. Yeah. That's great. Well, continued success. Congratulations. Happy anniversary, Steve. And another 10, another 5.
Love you, man.
It means a lot to me to have you guys a part of this station, and I tell you that every time we talk, but it truly does. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well,
man.
I'd like to leave you with this thought, Steve. You're more than capable of showing that appreciation any way you'd like to. And,
I think they're disconnecting the phone line now.
Thanks so much.
Goodbye.
Right. Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. All
right. Some gestures are tangible, some are not.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes the tangible are preferred.
Good to hear Tommy Lang. That's good stuff, and continued health to him. And now, Rob, without further ado, start the show. You hum.
Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Where do you want to go? Do you want to go to some f***ing digital company where you're coming up with shitty Facebook ideas all day? They won't touch you. Do you know that the average age of the Facebook employee is 26, 31 at Google, 33 at Apple? You stay at MGT. Kiss some Nordic ass. Write your f***ing novel. Man. And I'm a headhunter. I lose money telling you this shit. You still need a copywriter, right? Did you check out Gwen's portfolio? She's a f***ing genius. Great work for Geico Gecko and the Affleck Goose.
It's a duck, by the way.
Oh, now that's even funnier.
I just think, I don't know, I'd be happier someplace else.
That's a myth, Tom. You're as happy right now as you can ever be. We each have our own joy ceiling. It doesn't matter how much f***ing money you have or how perfect your family is or how many Pulitzers you win. You hit your joy ceiling and you're done. That's why Jesus wept. Low joy ceiling. Richard Simmons, high joy ceiling. And that f***ing monk, what's his name? Thich Nhat whatever the f***. Very high joy ceiling. Tom Paine, low joy ceiling. It's not the pursuit of happiness that's our problem. It's our inability to accept when we have maxed out. You think you're not happy? Trust me, Tom, you couldn't possibly be happier.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air, online, worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Before we get to the sponsor, I want to double-check with Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Because the way you adjust audio levels and the way you tweak, you kind of wait. It's like the last thing you want to deal with. So I want to ask you, is everything super deluxe okay right now? Because I hate to get it after the fact.
100%.
When I'm up here. Does everything sound okay?
You sound great. The music may be a little loud.
That's what I was thinking because I sounded.
That's on Rob, though. I have the worst headphones for this because I have the cheapest headphones on.
I stand by the music.
I think the mix is good. I think the mix is good.
Anybody that listens to this show knows that we are audiophiles. We love to tweak. We love to do that with the audio. So we just wanted to make sure everything was A-OK, as the grease man would say. Welcome to the show. Today's program is brought to you by Touch of Modern. You know that guy who's got the all the good stuff, all the stuff you want to have, or you happen to stumble into a house and you see, where did you get that?
Yeah.
And you've never seen it in any retail store. One of the things I don't like about retail in America is the sameness of it. The mauling of America, where everything looks identical. Let me tell you about a great new website called touchofmodern.com. They are the antidote to the mauling of America because they have unique items that you can see online at touchofmodern.com. Millions of people have already made it their source for daily discovery of fascinating one-of-a-kind products at prices you will not believe. I will tell you right now that I love this website, and you're going to like it, too. They scour the globe for unique design-focused products, jaw-dropping tech gadgets. They've got iPhone cases, incredible watches, home decor that'll blow your mind. Touch of Modern has new sales launching every single day. It is the one website that elevates your lifestyle with a single click. Be James Bond cool, David Beckham cool.
Yeah, David Beckham cool.
Was that yours, just out of curiosity?
Mike, I wanted to find the coolest guys in the world. And, of course, who's cooler than David Beckham? Chicks dig him.
Be Steve Bridges cool. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. Touchofmodern.com. Amazing, incredible stuff there. I think you're going to love it.
You get lost in that website. You just click around and you'll never leave.
One of my absolute favorites.
I'm always dropping hints to Mrs. O'Mara, and I'm doing it already as far as, with a very special
day. Oh, that's right. You had a Father's Day again.
I got a Father's Day, and I got a birthday in the month of June, and I'm like, Carla, go to the Touch of Modern.
What day does it fall on this year?
June 22nd.
That's
I'm glad
right.
you asked, oh. Rob. But no. Listen,
we
birthdays.
That week, right?
The three of us have done birthdays. Kind of like, what did he say?
He said we're on vacation that week, are we?
I don't think we are.
No, no. Well, actually, the holiday follows the birthday in observance of the birthday.
That's what it
and
is.
Remember, we don't celebrate his birthday. We observe it.
Yeah.
It's more of an Mike. That is not vodka. That's ice water. That is because if that was vodka,
not even ice water,
you'd be dead. What is it?
Poland Spring.
From my
that home. Is so Polish.
From my homeland. So
it's wonderful.
A little wet the whistle there. It'd be good.
Yeah. Okay. We have been meaning to talk about the over exploitation of Caitlyn Jenner. I am I'm officially Jennered out.
I am too. I think I am too.
And it's not Jennered out. I'm officially Kardashian Jennered out to death. And I'm saying I acknowledge what this woman has done for the transgender community, but at a certain point it becomes too much. And I think it is too much right now. We've established the people that still don't get the transgender thing. That
right.
Are,
and that's never going to change that. I mean, and, you know, in this of these yeah. people, it's going to
well,
just be that way.
I've seen the clips on. Well, hopefully it will change. I mean, I see the clips
that
on
has
Fox.
To change.
But I mean, these people that live in the now, if they haven't changed their mind yet, I think we've got to write them off and look ahead to the future.
No. I think that's the wrong way to look at it, because the reason why we're even talking about this is because this man, and I stand by this, is brave enough to come out and show the world that this is what he's going through, and share his story and educate people of what has happened and what is happening and what will continue to happen in our society for years. And we'll have a better understanding of it because he's done this. For the same reason, we started having a better understanding for the brave people that came out and said they were gay.
I am already at the space with this
yes.
issue.
You
and
are.
I'm brand
are.
New to this. I'm already there where I get pissed off at the talking heads on Fox when they show the
sure.
clips of the people giggling and laughing about this.
I think
this
eventually, even the hate mongers or the people that don't understand or, well, for whatever reason, they have an issue with this being a story and getting the press it does. And I'm not talking about the oversaturation that we get to see all the time, because that's what we live off of. We feed off of it, right?
Right.
I'm talking about the people that say, why is this person even called a hero? Why are those people will eventually, like the people that didn't understand why we would talk, why there was a gay guy on the MTV Real World.
Right.
Those people will eventually have seen it enough that they'll have a better understanding of what it is like then to be gay, now to be transgender.
I understand. Well, and I think that's hopefully for the future.
Yes.
But I'm saying right now, today, if they are going to be that way, we need to write them off as ignorant and not spotlight it. Because if they,
well,
they
now, why
just
wouldn't you,
need to,
I'm totally confused by that, Rob.
Why
wouldn't you? I think you do spotlight bigots. You spotlight people that are acting.
If you think
you know,
you can change it. But what you're saying is that on the
no,
people on
I think,
Fox.
I don't think I can change those minds over on Fox. I think they should be called out as far as being, you know, or wherever people are. There's a picture circulating on Facebook that has, you want to talk about, you think Bruce Jenner had courage? This is what courage
is. Oh, I know.
And it shows a military guy all bloodied being carried up. I understand, but you can't be so simple-minded. These are complex issues, and the fact is, just because I support Bruce Jenner becoming Caitlyn Jenner and doing things
and
for the transgender community,
right,
and sharing his story, that doesn't mean I diminish people that are putting their asses on the line with bullets flying.
Apples and oranges.
Well, I don't know if it's that, but it's, at the same time, I still value both. There are many types mm-hmm. of courage in this world.
I agree with that. I'm saying by naming him a hero, it doesn't diminish anybody else. You can have heroes in any circle for doing mm-hmm. different things. And what the people, we said this after the Diane Sawyer interview. If that special put some mentally conflicted youth in a place where they didn't want to kill themselves, mm-hmm. if it saved one life,
right,
that is the greatest television show that has aired in 20
years.
And I
think I'm also perfectly justified in saying enough of the coverage now, because I think he's done that. And mm-hmm. also with the great service he did, and I think there
she.
Were look she did and I apologize for that, and incidentally that is not
tough.
That is not me
happening.
Being
no,
insensitive
no, no, no.
that is
you
me
shouldn't even
just,
have to apologize for that, you know, it's been 2 days
but the fact is that when I see her I realized that this it gets back from doing the interview with Diane Sawyer, which I did consider incredibly brave.
Yes.
Then we get back to that whole reality show world, which I don't necessarily like that much. And I suppose if Caitlyn Jenner's reality television show continues to make life better for the transgender community, I'm all for it. But at the same time, if Caitlyn Jenner's reality show serves pretty much to enrich Caitlyn Jenner and doesn't really have any socially redeeming qualities, at that point I'm going to say, if it's just pure exploitation, I'm going to say, okay, pound sand.
Right.
I'm stepping off with this. That's the way I feel about it, and that's kind of the way I feel about it with the whole being burned out on Jenner, Kardashian.
But it's the same reason why, you know, we talk about these silent heroes. Like, yes, you get a chance to come out and you educate the nation or the world at this point about what you're going through, but you have to tread lightly with that type of responsibility.
Yeah.
And if the show becomes a show that's like the Kardashians and it's vapid and it quickly just
empty.
and we don't know, and it quickly goes into this like emptiness of Instagrams and shopping.
Right.
Then you're not really doing a service, right?
You're not. And I think right now we're at a crossroads where it's heading. It seems to be heading in that direction.
We'll find out.
Getting back to the thing I was telling you, Rob, about the people that are laughing and giggling about it, I think you do call them out. I think it's important to do that.
Okay.
I really do.
I can see the point. But it's frustrating, too, because if you have invested even just the 2 hours it took to watch that original special,
right,
if that doesn't move you to understand, then I don't know what can. And you need to, and it's like Oscar says, we are moving forward, and stuff that was unacceptable 100 years ago, stuff that was considered unacceptable 50 years ago, that today is just a part of what our social fabric is. I hope that we can get past
this. I'll give you a prime example.
Please.
Growing up, one of my really good friends, super good friends, was closeted, right?
Uh-huh.
And when he came out to me, it was kind of like, I kind of done the math, but... Like
not the biggest shock to anybody.
Yeah, it just wasn't. And my dad had said something. He's like, I think that kid's into, I mean, that guy's into guys. And I'm like, oh, no, he's not. Like, he's like dating this girl. Like,
right.
You know, and it was funny because once he said that, I thought about my dad. And I was like, oh, my dad's got a good gaydar. and that's the first thing I thought. And the second I thought was, okay, well, this is your secret. You want to share it with me? I'm going to keep it.
Right.
Keep it. It's our secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
And today, I can only hope that if someone is in high school, a junior,
right,
and they are gay, it's not a secret anymore.
Like, right,
it's much easier to come out and tell your friends.
And how freeing that must be, and what
right?
a burden that must be off their shoulders.
I can only hope that's the case, but that wasn't the case even when I was in high school.
It's ever-changing and ever-evolving. And when Mike said he was Jennered out, I agree with him, and I don't think that diminishes the power of what Caitlyn Jenner has done at all. What Jenners me out is trying to reinvent the story to keep it on the front page for day three, day four, whatever.
That's what burns me out.
Yeah.
There was a thing on
CNN where they analyzed, Mike, this article that I actually hold. It says, decoding Caitlyn Jenner's new look and name. And they're going
in. Yeah, that's when it starts to get into the zone, the crap zone.
They said they're spelling Caitlyn with a C to distance him from the Kardashians, who spell their name with a K.
And that kind of crap.
Yeah, that's science fiction. That's not what this story's
about. You
know
what confuses me more than Caitlyn Jenner right now?
What?
That there's a new presidential candidate that wants to switch us to the metric system. And that's the platform he's running on. Like,
Which candidate? Do we know which candidate?
I can't even tell you. I was at George Mason yesterday studying with Zoolander. And he made
Pony.
God.
Pony's all in.
Yes. Make it normal,
Pony, you want us to be metric. I tell you, Pony, you get yourself, open up a toolbox and see if you want to be metric. I can't stand that.
That I do.
Oh, man.
So,
you know what? The thing is, Mike, if this guy is running on a metric platform, the number of votes he gets will be divisible by 10, and I'm guessing it'll be about 40. It'll be 40 votes he gets.
Well, you know, I'm prepared to, I've been teasing it a little bit, but I'm prepared to make my presidential pick on tomorrow's show.
Oh, good.
I plan to discuss that. And,
a little early, I think.
And I think it's going to be...
When the man makes a decision that's right, why hide it?
There are going to be a lot of people that actually will roll their eyes and go, oh, shocker. And then a lot of people that will be happy because they can hate me. And then some people that will be like, well, I don't know, Mike. You'll be pretty crazy.
There you go.
You know, I don't know. But, you know, this is what it is. When we look at people that are intolerant in whatever way that manifests itself, whether it be talking heads on a news channel, whether it be somebody that posts something on social media, whatever it is, Carla brought up something that was interesting to me. Mm. And I'm not going to categorize everybody that's intolerant about people that are transgender, but I think when you see people that don't show compassion, when you see people that don't acknowledge others' suffering, when you see people that don't seem to want to recognize that what their world is very different than others. And some people might have it a lot tougher, regardless of whether they are a veteran coming back from a conflict with PTSD, whether there's somebody that's going bankrupt because they have cancer, whatever it is. They don't show compassion. And Carla said maybe one of the reasons for this is they didn't get love at some point in their lives or are not getting love in their lives. And they weren't brought up in an environment that was nurturing and loving. And I wondered whether that might be the case for people that are not able to show compassion. And
I wouldn't
lot of the
say
people,
it's exclusive to that, but I would
no,
say
no, I don't
would,
think it's exclusive to that, but I think that might be a factor.
A contributing factor, I think.
Tough. What breaks somebody that they're just not gonna make any effort to show compassion for other people? What causes that?
I didn't grow up with much love in my childhood. It was a lot of loneliness and yelling.
But did you ever feel, I mean, there was the fact that you were left home alone.
I think people's
but did you ever feel unloved?
I think people's traditions really fall in line here in how they and their religious beliefs as well.
True.
On how they process this. And if someone is still having a problem with this and still trying to wrap their minds around it, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with that as long as they're not coming out and being hateful about it.
Absolutely.
If they're processing that on their own personal time, and, you know, I'm not talking about the guys on TV. I'm talking about, like, if I walk in, if I'm having a conversation with someone and said, look, I don't know about that, I don't get that, I'm okay with that as long as they're going to have an open mind to actually see what happens.
It was once said, there is no topic that is so dangerous that it cannot be discussed.
Yes.
And so you have to leave the open mind thing, yeah.
I am on a fast track with this particular issue because I believe, based on the listeners to this program that have always been very outspoken about the transgender issue.
Well, we have a different perspective on this.
We have a wonderful perspective, and I think we're fast tracking and when you look throughout our history, whether it be people that came from a different foreign country, like the Irish or the Italians, then you have the
Latino. Or the co-host,
and you really, really realize that eventually, this is the way I look at it, you're going to get to this place. We're human beings, and that's it. You're human beings. You have to respect other human beings. That's the ultimate destination. And I'm just getting there quicker. And I don't know whether I have a lot of patience, maybe like you do, Oscar, for these people that aren't figuring that out yet.
Because
and kind of going, Bruce Jenner did that.
We've been blessed because we've been fast-tracked. We've met listeners.
Yeah.
We've engaged with listeners. We've talked to people.
We've been exposed to so many things that many people never get exposed to.
They have shared, and whether it's a guy or a girl, it doesn't matter to me, but when you can hear their point of view firsthand, whether it's a private email or it's a private message on Facebook, it humanizes the entire aspect of this, what was a blasé topic and people would joke about all the time.
Absolutely.
Not only does it humanize it.
Amazing how fast it's happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it takes something that so many people see as horribly complex and simplifies it. This is someone that has the means and the mental space to make themselves be as happy as they can. Mm-hmm. And if you think you can stand in the way of someone's happiness, then I got to get to know you because you must be very important.
And I will get to this point again, and I say it often, and I said this about the gay community as well. Really, when you're talking about a society that for years and years and years has stigmatized these situations, you really have to ask yourself, would somebody... And look, I know there are exceptions to every rule.
Sure.
But why would people put themselves through something like that if they were not born with a feeling inside of them, with a situation inside of them, where they knew that they had to take care of this? And that's the thing that Bruce Jenner was talking about. Never, you know, living a lie, never being true to himself. Who am I to sit there and say, oh, come on, he's a kook? You don't.
You can't.
I'm not in a... then it's the same thing with everybody. Where you, and whether you think that or not, you have to establish your relationship with your fellow human beings and accept the fact that there are going to be people on this planet in all corners of the world that are going to be different from you. And mm-hmm. we have to try to get along. We have to evolve. Yeah. It's 2015, for God's sakes. You
However,
know
that being said, Oscar said things in his lifetime just 20 years ago were very, very different. If we can evolve over the past 20 years, maybe things will be better in 2035. God, I hope
that's
so.
That's an optimistic point of view, Rob Spiewak.
Thank
I think
you,
that's
Mike.
Fantastic. And we'll come back with just a tiny little bit more heavy stuff, and then we'll get on with the show. And we're glad you're with us. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Hey, we're hanging out today with Justin Schlegel.
Yeah, you might know him as the man who replaced Mickey Coachella on the morning show on 98 Rock.
So listen in 2 years for the new More Network program, It's Justin, twice yearly.
Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the TMOS app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Father's Day right around the corner, and there's no one harder to shop for than dear old dad.
True.
Boo, dad now. Here's a hint. Dad already has plenty of ties. Do not get him a tie. Do not. You hear me? Do not get him a tie. What dad needs is Harry's. Sign up dad for his very own shave plan, and while you're at it, treat yourself to one as well. Just remember the TMOS code, and you'll save $5. You'll be giving dad the gift of never having to buy razors at a store ever again. And the Harry's situation is better. I always get freaked out because I don't want to put the words the way they don't want the words
Mike,
to be. But
you're
I have
fine.
To,
yes. You're conveying a great message.
Am I okay?
You're A-okay.
The Shave Plan ships high-quality razors straight to your door for as little as $3 a month, and they're fantastic razors.
I am on the Shave Plan, Mike, and it's exciting when you get your Harry's box and you get your Harry's razors and you get your shaving cream. It's you don't have to worry about it. It just comes to you.
Don't wait. This Friday's the last day to get free shipping and your Father's Day gift in time for the holidays. The holiday, I should say.
Yes.
Harry's Shave Plan is already a great value. And if you can get additional savings, if you enter our code TMOS at checkout, just go to harrys.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off your first shipment when you sign up, Dad, for a shave plan. Remember, the code TMOS will save you $5 on a gift that will last a lifetime. Harrys.com and the code TMOS. Give Dad the gift of a better shave, everybody. Speaking of compassion, I just wanted to say this. I posted this on Facebook last night. I am a fan of our vice president, and even with all his gaffes, I laugh at them heartily because I think they're fun, and I think he brings something to the table, and he's got a bombastic personality, and I just get a kick out of Joe Biden. I
classic
truly do.
Politician, don't you think? Sort of a throwback. Yes.
I was thrilled the very first election when Barack Obama selected him to be the running mate. I was rooting for that. That was the choice I wanted, and it's been fun watching old Joe in the White House as the vice president, even when he does things like, you know, grabbing people's shoulders and saying, hello, mother, how you doing? I even did an impression of Joe Biden.
Right.
But I just wanted to take a moment, and this is me personally. I want to send this out to the vice president and his family that I cannot even imagine the loss that this guy has suffered in his life with his wife and his daughter being killed, hit by a tractor trailer right around Christmas time when they were going to get a Christmas tree. Mm. And he lost them when he just had gotten into the Senate. It was like the best of times and the worst of times. His two sons survived, Beau Biden being one of them. And just this past week, Beau Biden passed away due to brain cancer. And I just can't even imagine what it must be to get yourself out of bed in the morning and do the job that you have to do that is so public. And I just wanted to say, I think everybody should have some thoughts for our vice president. It's tough to do that. And really, just an amazing story about what he's had to persevere. And I don't know. I don't think there are many people that would blame him if he he said, get somebody else to do the job. I got to go deal with this situation. So that's it. My heart goes out to the Biden family.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I was similarly touched, Mike. I've seen, you know, I had a happier ending with Robert. He's cancer-free now and has been for some time. But I got to know so many families who did not have the luck that we had and how they went through what they go through and then not have the relief at the end is, to me, backbreakingly and mind-bendingly ununderstandable.
Oscar, you got to get yourself a couple. You got to get, before you leave this earth, you got to grab a couple of them. Get a couple of kids.
Yep.
I have said this before. This is, without question, it is the greatest thing. And I just, I hear about it, and you know, you hear the cliche of my parents' worst nightmare. Rob looked it square in the face, and thank God your son beat cancer. And I just, man, and apparently this Bo Biden guy
was
a special human being, and they had an amazing bond as a father and son. And it just sucks.
The funniest man on Facebook, I speak of him on occasion, Craig Harleman. He is a newspaper writer in Delaware, and he wrote something, you know, about this, and he just said, this kid, this young man, this it's way too young, on the fast track to maybe be the governor of their fair state.
Yep.
And, you know,
or senator.
Yeah, and then him. two years ago to be, you know, considered in fine health.
Yeah.
And then before you're even 45, have it all taken away.
Yeah, and, you know, and Joe Biden would be the first thing. In a speech, he actually said it. There are people that have suffered much greater loss than he has. There are people all over that. And I think that just, but this is the public guy, and this is the vice president, and we're all aware of that. So that's it. I just wanted to pass that along. And,
you're here.
Now it's on to the fact that Mrs. O'Mara has accused me of wearing mom jeans. I will not be showing those on camera today.
Come on.
I am wearing my, no, I am not wearing.
A pair
mom
not being
jeans.
Worn.
Mom
no.
Jeans.
Why did
mom
you hold
jeans.
A bring a pair
mom
of your jeans,
jeans
in?
Mom jeans. Mom jeans. Mom jeans. Mom jeans. Mom jeans. Mom jeans. Mom jeans.
Woo!
Yay!
Oh, we got to shift the camera.
Yeah.
Move it down, baby.
That's a lot of fabric.
Down, baby.
Maybe back it up a bit.
All
yeah.
right.
What did Pony say before the show? Oh, nice.
Those aren't bad.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
yeah,
them?
Yeah, where's my pizza?
Yeah.
That's
Mike, I think actually they look pretty good.
They're not that bad.
You know what?
Can we see
only,
your tuchus?
Yeah, we only saw the front. Can we see your ass?
Spin around for us.
Yeah, let me see that ass.
I appreciate it.
Shake that moneymaker.
Your tuchus. The mic's in the way from the money shot and the chair.
Hey, I don't think we want to mic his ass, do we?
No.
I mean, maybe. I have tight space up here.
Yeah, okay.
I understand.
We just want context.
Hey, and that's the name of your new book, Tight Space and Loose Jeans.
All right, there we go.
There
we're
we
back
go.
In action. Back
now
in action.
We're talking. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, you know what? It looks like someone has the
wallet.
Yeah.
That wallet
yeah,
makes him look like he's...
I thought Carla had the wallet.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now, better idea. Yeah,
now
okay,
open
now.
It up and let's see your Social Security card. Oh, but the wallet
okay,
left
yeah.
a mark,
oh,
didn't it?
Oh, my God. Yeah, your wallet ruined your jeans.
Yeah.
Your Costanza wallet ruined your jeans.
What are those Levi's?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's all I wear.
Mike, you've got wallet sciatica. That's why your back is...
W-S.
That's why your back is so bad. That wallet never lets you sit like a...
Yeah, it always looks like you're ready to escape to, your left, to your right. You're about
that
to
was
pop out.
That was my DJ name when I worked at the radio station across from the hospital, Wally Sciatica.
He's very good.
Yeah. And that's what actually I did a sports show about minor league hockey in Rhode Island. Hi, Wally Sciatica. I really think the Panthers are going to have a good season this year. Yes,
I remember your big Thursday promotion every morning at 8:10. It was Copay Thursday.
Copay Thursday. Listen, if you've got a minor procedure that's just outpatient, please stop by the radio station and the Wally Sciatica show, and we'll send you right across the street. No, so she, we're walking, you're going to laugh at me.
No, we never have.
This is going to be fun.
We are furnishing this domicile by going to...
Wait, can I guess? Can I just guess real quick?
Is it Chinese furniture, Mike?
No, it's got to be.
Chinese!
Because he's got like, he's almost got like a log cabin at their feel, right?
Right, sure.
It's got to be manly, some like old, like.
Rustic?
Rustic, rubbed, maybe the leather, like a nice leather chair.
If not leather, like maybe some sort of hewn pine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like a big
absolutely.
Pine chair where you can sit and do your figuring on a shovel with a piece
like
of coal.
Like manly furniture, right?
Yeah.
You're up there in Maine.
Yeah, something armchairs. Yeah, maybe a Parsons chair that has a table built in.
All right, that's quite enough. Mrs. O'Mara has been taking me antiquing.
Oh, God.
That's right, antiquing. That's what we've been doing.
What the hell's wrong with
now,
you?
Now. Now, there are two parts to this story. I'm going to tell you that that's where she saw me.
I'm surprised you were able to find an antique store in Maine. Is there one up there?
Okay, thank you. Yes, there are tons of them. Yeah. It's like every you can't drive 5 feet without seeing an antique. Here it is. The frugality, the frugal part of me really digs this because you can find stuff for practically nothing.
What about the part of you that loves the modern?
Well, the modern isn't going to happen.
How many boogers are underneath the furniture that you pick up?
That's
you ever think about
I didn't
that?
Look at, I never boogers. Thought about it. That.
Yeah,
these could be the boogers of like Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, yeah, you get a coffee table, you're like, oh, look at that. Yeah.
There is
like
a dresser. There's a dresser in the baby's room, and now there is a coffee table that both for under $100 that we purchased.
I would say, Mike, that I would be much more eager to buy a classic antique coffee table than I would a dresser that holds my children's clothes.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, what is the problem?
Could
be crawling with mites.
Mold?
What do you mean? First of
lead
all,
paint?
I read a story online the other day that,
Mike,
that your babies, your face, lead paint. Yeah, oh, man. Jesus. Well, it's been sanded.
Good,
you know, it's
lead
not
dust.
Like flecking off. Oh, yeah. Now I'm completely
easier
freaked
to breathe.
Out.
Yeah, can you remember?
Now,
we had a guy in our class, graduating class. His name was Chip, and he had a most curious situation where he used to love the lead paint because it tasted sweet, and he never
Rocky Road.
I just say when I made it to AP English, we didn't bring him along.
So, Chip, thank you. All right, well, that's what we're furnishing our house with. And when she saw me walking into the antique store, she says, those are like mom jeans.
It's just two items said, so far, though?
Two items, yeah, the coffee table and a dresser for the baby's room. Mm.
So
his clothes can just swim in mites. Dust, horrible ticks and mites and roaches. That's what we're going to be surrounded
wallet,
by.
It's the wallet, Mike. That's all it is. It's the wallet.
The third thing they're going to get is a brand-new horse-drawn plow.
That's a little fatter than
a little
I want.
Thick.
Yeah, it just means we're having a good month.
No, it's full of gift cards. What is it? The coupon
cards? Oh, business cards.
Business cards and coupon cards.
That's right. Yeah. His frequent antiquing cards. Yeah. That's right.
Well, it's Walmart and antique stores. That's my reality right now. So, S&D, everybody.
Nice.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. Welcome back.
One of your favorites, isn't it?
To the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, I like this.
Yeah, I thought of that when I was selecting autographs.
We've used that at live shows, have we not?
Yes, we have.
Thank you. welcome back. This portion of the program brought to you by Modern Furniture. I'm talking about the Sleep Number bed. Now, that's modern.
Yes, it
is. Can you get any more modern than that with their Sleep
Space
IQ?
Space age.
Thanks to my Sleep Number bed, I wake up feeling great, so well rested. Every morning, I'm refreshed and ready to golf, take my power walk.
Power.
You know, this is so written by Rob. This copy is so written by...
It's
every morning I wake
head.
Up ready to F off for the entire day. That's why, because I'm so incredibly well-rested. I basically go to my garage, pick out one of my gold bricks, and then start my day of leisurely activity. What am I doing here, Rob, for God's sake?
I know, but Mike, it makes you feel energized. You want to get out, you want to do that walk. You love it.
Yes, and Rob says, every day I wake up feeling great, so every morning I can golf, take my power walk, or even take a ride on a boat. Boat, 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 boat,
you
boat.
You do feel great.
You do, though.
That
come
is
on.
Key there.
Let me rewrite the copy.
Okay.
Every day, when I thanks to my Sleep Number bed, I wake up feeling great, so well rested that every morning I can come in and talk to you guys for 9 hours.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll
perfect.
Take that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Take that. Nice.
You have to go to a Sleep Number store, the only place you'll find Sleep Number beds with Sleep IQ technology. My Sleep Number bed lets me choose the comfort and support that is just right for me. And Sleep IQ technology tracks your sleep, lets you know how you're doing with nothing to plug in, and it has changed my life as well. Nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. All you do is sleep. Now remember, my Sleep Number setting's an 85. Carlos is a 65. Come in right now and discover the Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology. Save from $5 to $650 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress. That's dollars, people.
Baby.
That's $500 to $650 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress set. No better sleep? Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to not three times on the mattress if you want me. Twice on the pipes if the answer is no.
I have a quick question.
Yes, you'll entertain a question. Go ahead.
Yes. I know both of you are on LinkedIn, but are you active on LinkedIn?
I don't like LinkedIn. It keeps sending me notes.
What do you mean?
People want to be part of my LinkedIn network. I'm not sure I want them.
I imagine they want to. Mike, I found you and I requested you, and I didn't know if you were active there.
Nah, I don't do that.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, I one time spent the better part of an afternoon trying to get off LinkedIn. There's no way to do it.
I've seen it. Yeah. LinkedIn is like, I don't think you need multiple places. I did the Instagram thing. I'm never on that. I took like three pictures and then that was it. So I don't do Instagram.
Are you still on Pinterest?
He probably has over 1,000 followers, this guy, and he's taking three pictures.
That's right. Go. You know what? We did it on the show. Didn't we sign him up on the show?
Yeah, but people have probably found him since then.
Check and see.
Okay, hold on. We're going to find doing it right now. Yeah. I think he's on it. Quick question. If you don't
mind. A picture
mind,
of the coffee table would be great.
You guys aren't on it, but I think most of the staff is
getting
outside
on
of it.
Instagram.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
For LinkedIn, if you're out there and you listen to the show, please connect with me. I'm asking, maybe Rob doesn't want to do it. Maybe Mike doesn't want to do it. I'm asking you for my professional profile.
Can I tell you, Oscar, what I hate? Here's what I hate. Please turn on notifications. Well, why can't I just log on to something where they don't want to get their claws into you and know everything about? Why do they all do? Please turn on notifications. Know right away when people follow you or like a comment on your photo.
Because, Mike, you are a fascinating man.
And I write not now. That's what I say. It's not okay. You know? It's not okay. So I say
do you want
not
to
now.
Be a two-way streak? Mike likes the one-way streak.
Yeah, he does.
I post
what
and I walk away.
What a beautiful picture, Rob Ford. I got something
Rob
from
Ford.
My daughter.
Oh, Rob Ford.
Rob Ford.
Yes, just under 2,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, my Lord.
The last picture
that's
he
huge.
Posted was
is that a lot?
February of 2015. His last picture.
Yeah. Mike, you have just under 2,000 followers, and you're not doing dick.
Mike, you
all
need
right,
to post
on.
A picture right now.
Okay, I'm on it right now. What do I do? Tell
take
me
a picture of the coffee table.
Yeah.
I can't take a picture of the coffee table because that's in a
downstairs
room.
Take a picture of us. Take a picture of us.
Yeah, that'd be great. And you know what? I've never seen your new studio, The View of Us.
Yeah, right.
So that'll be good.
I'm following my daughter. It shows me what I'm following. All right, I've got an icon of a house, then a magnifying glass.
The house might be the homepage. The icon of a house.
This is great.
I see the picture of some sort of structure with a roof and a chimney. I don't know what will happen if I'm to double click on that, but it might take me to the page that says Instagram. Let's see. It says, hello, Mike. No.
All right.
Here I am.
I just shared it.
Good.
Rolfo's
on it.
Yeah, can someone go on Instagram and see that if that
Rolfo,
I've done this?
Rolfo, click the house.
Yeah, click the house.
It's home. I know that means home. I know that means home page. I was just telling you what the icons were.
On LinkedIn.
It's a house.
That is the worst picture I've ever seen.
Is it horrible?
It is so bad.
Let me see it.
Can you please put it up?
Oh, hey, Rofo, blow it out your fat ass.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you hate us?
You know what I look like? I look like a marshmallow peep. I look like two blobs of white goo.
And now you're for sale because it's after Easter.
That's right. Yeah, I'm on discount. I'm a discounted marshmallow pea. 2,000 people. You know what? Now he has 1,200 followers. Yeah. Oh, wait. 1,150.
Look at this one. Hey, Rofo, you'll like the next one. This one's just for you.
Oh, thank
Rofo,
you.
The next one's
this is called technology, Mike.
Do you think will continue for months now?
But the rub is that he's so famous, he's got just under 2,000 followers.
And they want more.
So
I'd like 20,000, to be honest
with
you.
Have
that
to
be would
active
be famous. 2,000
well,
is not famous.
You put up two pictures, you got 2,000 followers. You need to put up 20 pictures to get 20,000 followers.
Does that matter?
Yeah.
5 months.
That's right.
Did you see my latest picture, Rofo?
I do, but you already have one like that. You're like the chick who takes six pictures of herself doing
oh
the same
my
thing.
God. Oh, no. Selfies. Yeah.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I did it on the show last
Mike
time.
Mike Kardashian.
Hey, take a picture of your
You know what I'm going to take a picture? I'm going to take a picture of my new vessel for drinking water during the show.
Oh,
okay,
that's
good. Give a little vessel.
This is cool.
Show
this is a
and
fake.
Tell.
You know this how to vessel, a... don't you?
All right, hold on.
This is how I know no one's going to find me on LinkedIn because I haven't even said what name I'm under.
Oh, what is your name?
Oh, thank you. It's Oscar Santana.
Wow. So you're signed to what? Hide?
Yeah.
Find
me
and
connect with me, please. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, boys.
Yes.
Is it customary to always put some sort of comment when you put your picture up
that
there?
Helps.
Well, what is the picture? Show me the vessel. And then we will
see it. I'm not going to show it to you on the camera. I'm going to show
can
it
you
to
add
you
a, can
when
you
Rofo shares my Instagram picture with you.
Can you add the comment after the fact? Because I was going to come up try to help you come up with something that'll really
no,
drive
business.
First of all,
I can come up. Hey, pal, I can come up with
yeah,
my own
the
comment.
The one thing
for my
you
Instagram
both have
picture.
Outside of your prowess here on the mics.
Gray beard here.
Hey, you know what I'll do? This will be cool. I'm going to take a picture
short
out the
spans.
Window. I'm going to take a picture out
double
the window
bodies.
So you guys can see the backyard.
Oh, I'd love that.
Oh, that would be great,
okay,
Mike.
Good. Okay.
This is a radio show.
This will allow all the
right.
stalkers to. Yeah, but I mean, people right
no,
now.
No, I think
that
it's important. My content is content. You do you.
Right. That's right. And Mike, zoom in because we want to see if there's people in the woods out there hanging out.
Remember when he didn't want to get up earlier to take a picture of the coffee table, but then he said, oh, I like the woods.
Remember when he was smiling until he decided he had to stand up and take a picture and then he frowned? He glowered at us.
So find me on LinkedIn, Oscar Santana. Yes,
and that's S-A-N-T-A-N-A. Yes. Is there a space, an underscore, or anything?
No, just Oscar Santana. And follow the Mike O'Mara show as well.
Please do. Please cool. do. Yeah, LinkedIn. That's sort of like a not fun Facebook, right?
It's a professional Facebook, Mike.
Okay, so it's not fun. Do you have games on it? Can you poke people?
No.
Is there Candy Crush?
It's good. It's great for networking, and I think that we just all need to have a better profile.
Understood.
Mike.
Ruffo, did you get the picture of my mason jar?
Mike's back.
You got a mason jar?
Yeah, it looks good.
Let's we'll show it to the boys.
Yeah, stop showing it to yourself and show it to us. Thank you. Oh, look at that.
Ooh. I think, Mike, a comment that I would write for that, I haven't spent this much time with a jar since I was single.
Yeah, that would have been great, Mike.
You see, there you go. Yeah. You see,
it's an old-timey shtick.
It is some old-timey shtick.
Now, what I wrote was...
Because, you know, unsavory women.
Hold on, Mike's talking.
Oh,
I'm gonna share the... Well, he's excited. You're mocking me, so he's excited, you son of a bitch. All right.
If you get to a place where you don't know what you're doing, Mike, just remember, click the house.
Why do I have to rate Instagram? I'm on Instagram.
You don't have
Instagram.
To just say no. You're good.
No, give it 10.
No, thanks.
It's a great thing. What's the highest
what did you
write?
I think it's 5.
All right, I want... Rofo, did you 20. Get the picture? Did you get the picture of the main woods?
Oh, yeah. It's coming up right now.
All right.
This is what you boys want to see. This is beautiful. This is really cool.
Oh, it's like a postcard. Ooh,
this is great.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Is that
nice?
All your land? Wow.
Is that a dead body?
That is gorgeous,
it looks
man.
Like is that a fire pit?
That's a fire pit.
It's
a
bitchin' fire pit.
Man, those trees are huge. It's beautiful.
Yeah, there's at least 12.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is gorgeous. You get to wake up to that every... No wonder you're
man,
smiling.
Man, all those pine trees. You should almost name the state after them.
Boo.
The pine tree state.
Boo.
You know, if I could come through the camera right now, Rob.
You would make me the happiest man in the world.
You are, I swear to God. So what else? Anything else you'd like me to... I can go around the house.
Can you find your son and take a picture of him?
That'd be great.
You get lots of traction.
He's sleepy.
What about Carla?
Can you put videos?
Let's see how her jeans look.
Can you put...
We don't need to do that, do we?
Can you put videos on Instagram?
Yeah, you can.
Because what you know what, Mike, would be the score and what would make you 5,000 followers today?
Yeah, today.
If you could get video of boat.
Yeah, I can do that. You know how you do that? You take him to any location where there is a photograph, a picture, or... You know, the best if he sees real boats.
Yeah.
Yes. Say it. He will say it. He's not as obsessive about it as he was before, but he still says it to the point where I have to say, okay, all right, we see it. It's a red boat. It's a red boat on a picture. Yes, thank you. Stop it. It's a red boat.
If you can capture him saying boat, you're 5,000 by the time you wake up tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
promise.
It'll go viral.
Yeah,
hey,
awesome.
Oscar,
yes,
will I screw things up if I take a picture of some of our audio equipment that's in here?
No.
That is used to send this show to everybody?
This is great. This reminds you of when my mom first got a digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
She was so shocked that she didn't have to go get them developed.
Right.
So she filled up her entire memory card with pictures.
Yeah, that's me. Just like
listening.
Your mom
who
didn't realize that.
Well, some people believe taking a photograph actually steals your soul.
Yeah, your soul might
true.
Actually, it's only
me.
To get the eyes.
That's me. That's right. I'm just like an Aboriginal tribesman in the middle of a remote area where I've never seen any electricity, you stupid bastard.
As a matter of fact, we have to finish the show so Mike can return the Coke bottle to the gods.
Right. Thank you. I'm so glad you're enjoying yourselves.
By the way, Mike's Instagram handle is TMOS Mike.
Thank you. TMOS Mike.
And what does that mean?
That's how you would follow Mike.
Yeah, and by the way, that I don't like that one. to be honest with you. But well, I guess that's what we
made
decided.
It. You made it.
No, I think it was actually we came up with it when we did this little exercise.
What if it was TMOS Mike O'Mara?
Yeah.
And I'm fine with TMOS Mike. I will, because that's what it is. I don't want to get in there and change it again.
All right.
Do you have an Instagram?
No, I don't take photographs.
We're sitting here picking on me about the house icon, and you don't even have an Instagram account either, Mr. Social Media.
I'm not the one who only said Facebook. No, you know what? I Twitter. How about that? Yeah.
Is your Twitter linked to your Facebook? Is that how you Twitter?
You guys cheat on Twitter.
Well, no, I actually
you
do
cheat
go to
on Twitter.
You have a
Rob.
Fake guy. It's not you.
Well, that's true.
Is that still a fake guy?
No, there's a fake guy that's an ass, but there's a real
he's
one.
He's got real Rob.
Yeah, and there's also a cake and cookies Twitter.
It's pretty much Facebook, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and that's the way that you get to the meat of the matter. Yeah, that's it.
That's just how he rolls.
Now we have the Facebook, which I use, which is linked to my Twitter account,
right?
Which is cheating, and it's not the real way to do Twitter. I've never gotten into Twitter.
Sign us up for Snapchat right away, if you don't mind.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, and also Pinterest. Because I've got some Pinterest recipes I want to talk about. Yeah.
What is Pinterest?
Pinterest is mostly a chick thing.
I've heard of it, but what is it?
You put up recipes. You know what? With all your antiquing, it might come in handy.
It's like a memory board for what your dreams are and what you want.
You see something you like, be it a recipe or a table
that's dream board
painted with lead paint. Yeah. You put it up and you pin it. You put a pin on it, and that way people can see it.
I'm trying to get real information here, and you are doing so much shtick right now.
Mike, there's a lot of information.
Snapchat, you should probably get on Snapchat as well.
Well, isn't Instagram and Snapchat the same thing, basically?
No, two different platforms.
It's Snapchat, which is the little, like, Vine. That's another
one. Vine is part of Twitter,
Vine is the little video
clips
that people
put. It is a lot of work. I don't blame you guys.
It's not a question of being a lot of work, because it's actually quite fun if you get into it. But when you have one where you get into
one
a habit.
One to rule them all.
Yes. Well, you get one where you do that. Now, to be honest with you, Instagram, which is a rapid delivery service for photographs, is, to me, something that I probably should do as opposed to going through the tedium of Facebook photographs.
Also, Instagram.
I might get into the habit of Instagram.
Great for people watching Instagram. Really,
and
great.
Why is that?
Like you can like take pictures of strangers.
Girls love
like
taking
that?
Pictures of themselves on Instagram.
Oh, of themselves.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The selfie
and the belfie.
Ooh, oh, that's the butt picture, right?
Yes, the belfie. Yeah.
The belfie.
You know, I saw an Asian American on Key Bridge yesterday with one of those selfie sticks.
What is going on with you?
And it was really funny to watch because it was the first time I'd ever seen a selfie stick like in real life. And it's long. It's like
Even
4 feet.
When you're politically correct, you're not correct.
All right. I saw someone strange. From the...
Asian American's fine.
I saw someone
it's
from
just
the
you
Far
saying
East.
It for some
extra
reason.
Detail that you don't need.
Yeah. A guy.
Oscar, here's a story about Mrs. Margaret Truman. Okay. It's after a press conference. Harry Truman did a long, long talk to farmers, and he talked about manure for this, manure for that. After the press conference, the reporter said, "Wouldn't it be better if he said fertilizer?" And she said, "It's taken me 20 years to get him to say
got
manure.
Let
me baby step."
All right, no
when
problem.
I say Asian American,
that's
it's a huge
win.
So she was walking around and doing, she had, I think, doing the panoramic thing, and she had the phone on the stick. Now, have you ever seen anyone in your life, in your real
use
life,
a selfie stick?
Use a
All
selfie
time
stick.
Here in D.C.
Really, but like not friends of yours?
No, I don't
no,
know.
No, because
anybody.
It seems to be outside of the practical.
Yeah.
And the.
You know
Something
what's outside
just
of the
happened?
Practical?
What's that?
Mike continues to step on.
I'm not stepping. I'm actually trying to put it in with my feet.
Oh.
This is weird.
Mike, are you like a chimpanzee? Do you have an opposable thumb down there?
No, the power strip is not in the right place, clearly.
No, you know what? The power strip is great when it's mounted on a wall. That is the best.
Or and mounted
you know,
to
that's
the,
probably
to the table.
What I'm. That is probably what I'm going
yeah, you have
to
do.
And you know what
that.
The easiest way to do it?
But you You'll can't. The this. One that I have is a rack-mounted power strip, so it's not conducive to mounting on a wall.
You could
I
do it with Velcro.
Configure it.
You could do it with What's Velcro.
A rack-mounted. Oh, I see what you're talking
Wait
about.
Wait a minute. Could I really do it with Velcro?
If you got heavy-duty Velcro, like the kind you use to attach a, what's the toll thing? The smart
3M
toll?
The 3M stuff is really good.
Amazing. Yeah, and you could just put
so
it
I
on.
So I could actually mount the rack on there? Because that'd be perfect. If I could have it like at this video monitor level right across from me, I'd
you
love
could do
to
that.
Do
I have
do
a
that.
Power strip and a hub for USBs mounted on my desk with Velcro.
Heavy-duty Velcro.
It's the greatest. And it's available at Amazon.com.
I will get on Amazon and get that today.
3M, that's the brand.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Well, you were doing that. I was just going to play that. That's what I was trying
to
do.
Oh, I see.
That was all that trouble that I was...
Mike, the selfie stick, it's it's really when you see it, you go, oh my goodness. And then your initial thought is, that's kind of cool. And then right away it's overtaken with, that's so depressing.
No.
They don't even have a person to take a picture of
them. Do you realize I have to apologize to my coworkers today? Yes. I have been fidgeting in
yes,
the studio for the entire broadcast.
Yeah. Not
I
texting.
Really have.
Just moving around.
But I also was doing some
going
stuff
down
for the
to the
show.
Floor, walking the, around. Really weird.
I swear to God.
I clicked on the house, took a picture. It's all good.
I promise I'll do better. Did you say, Ropho, did you share all my pictures with everybody in there?
I did. They love them.
Okay.
Mike, you know what? Even better than being a happening person on Instagram is having a talented advocate on your side.
Feeling the love today, boys. We'll take a break. Come back with more news you may not need on the Michael Mary Show, you asses.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey there, I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode, Danny Bonaducci.
I pulled over to 7-Eleven or Circle K, and I was going out to get cigarettes, and there's this tall lady with long black hair, and it's pretty apparent that she's working. So I just pull up. And she walks over to the car like she's been doing this all her life, opens the door, and hops in with me. And maybe I get about 10 feet when I'm looking, and this lady has stubble.
You know, this was in, like, 1991. Danny picked up a prostitute. Turned out it was a guy. And you pretty much dragged him out of the car and beat him up. Here's
well,
the thing.
It's like you were in the back seat, man. That's exactly what happened.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Wow. Is that your get, Ropho?
that was on Mr. Gary Stein.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Man Greats. Father's Day, June 21st. And guess what? You haven't done anything yet, have you? Yeah, you haven't. You know why? Because you're thoughtless.
That's right.
Well, I'm here to tell you, you can be thoughtful. It's not difficult to do. You're thoughtful, but here's what you do. Get your dad the Man Great. If your father loves the finer things, there is no finer gift than the ultimate steakhouse experience right in his own backyard. What are Man Greats? Do I have to tell you after all this time? I'll tell you. They sit right on top of your measly, puny, weak grill grates, and they give you that steakhouse quality that you would get on the finer steakhouses because they're 100% cast iron grill grates. Man Greats turn any barbecue into the ultimate grilling machine. And you get 40% off all cast iron grates and premium brushes at mangrate.com. That's right. They include probably the finest grill brush I have ever seen in my life.
Mike, while we were in that commercial break, I actually signed on to Instagram and I posted a picture of my Man Great brush. So follow me at robbrush.com.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Hey, Rob, let me ask you this.
Yes.
You like the bacon?
Oh, I love bacon.
That's a tribute to David Letterman. You like the bacon?
Hey, Paul, do you like the cured nitrate meat?
Man. Man Great. If you spend $50 or more with the fine people at Man Great, Dad will receive a United States of Bacon t-shirt.
I'm all in.
And put that bacon around that beef and get that barbecue going. As always, each Man Great is 8 pounds of raw cast iron. Anyone will tell you cast iron is the way to cook like a pro. 100% American made. Order by Monday, June 15th for guaranteed arrival by Father's Day anywhere in the United States. MANGRATE.com and the TMOS code. Make it the tastiest Father's Day ever, ladies and gentlemen. You will love the Man Grade.
News.
Howdy, everybody. Time for the news. Whether you support Bruce Jenner's desire to be a woman or not, you have to admit some seriously stupid things have been said since he came out as Caitlyn.
True.
Case in point, there is now, I can't believe this, a petition on change.org to strip her of her Olympic medals.
Oh, my God.
The insanely false logic here is that Caitlyn has always identified as a woman, meaning that when she was an Olympian, she was a woman competing in men's sports, which is against the rules. I am stunned people occupy their time with this kind of crap. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it. As of last night, the petition had more than 8,600 idiots sign it. It is
not
stupid.
Cool.
Who cares? Leave Caitlyn alone and just move on with your lives. But as we said before, the overexposure, you know, that causes this kind of crap to come to the surface. Unfortunately, that's the way it goes. Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell have one of the most lasting relationships in Hollywood. They've been together for more than 30 years, and they're still not married. And I think they are the poster children for not getting married.
I saw them in a diner once.
Did you really?
Yeah, at the Brooklyn Diner when we used to go to New York.
That's would cool. you like to ask me what college Goldie Hawn attended?
I would love, Mike, what college did Goldie Hawn go to?
The American University.
Look at that.
Here's what Goldie says about that. A lasting relationship isn't about marriage, she says. It's about compatibility and communication, and you both need to want it to work. Intention is the key. And she also goes on to say it's also about not losing yourself in each other. This was interesting to me. Being together, two pillars holding up the house and the roof, and being different, not having to agree on everything, learning how to deal with not agreeing. Everything is a choice. I would like to say, and I always go, knock on wood, because right. I am on my third marriage. Ooh. I like to say that is something that all three of us share with our significant others. We can agree, and we can disagree, mm-hmm. and yep. life goes on.
And sometimes
right?
you just gotta, you know, lead the way.
Yeah. You can encourage.
You couldn't do it. You were incapable of just letting that story go and go, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the key. Sometimes he has to bring that Bolivian machismo.
Yeah,
he
can't,
let it
again. But I can see it, Mike. If you go back in their marriage, say, 15 years, and he comes home and he says, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to make Captain Ron. She says, I disagree. Bad idea.
Kurt Russell joke. Thank you. Dave Matthews. Interesting cat. I like Dave Matthews. I'm not a big fan of his cult-like followers, but I love the music. Here he goes.
Let's go to the Dave Matthews. Yeah, you going to the Dave Matthews?
Anne's marching. Nah. Play Anne's marching.
Nice.
Bleep. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yes.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Keep it going.
2 years ago, this is why we consider him to be interesting. He hitchhiked to his own concert after his bike got a flat tire.
I remember
and then
that.
He treated the people who picked him up to dinner and front row tickets, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yep.
Now this. On Monday, Dave gets stuck in traffic near his hotel in Atlanta. He notices an SUV with one of those Dave Matthews Band Fire Dancer bumper stickers on it.
Oh, no. It's triple.
No, I'm not.
He hops out of his car, knocks on the driver's window, and asks the woman inside if she could recommend a decent bar in the area. She suggested one and took a photo with him. So he gets right out of the car. I think I'll do that with when I see a TMOS bumper sticker.
Perfect. Cool. That'd be good.
Hey, I'd like to know, where is there a decent bar in the area?
Oh, no. You're that man on the internet.
So she suggested one. She took a selfie with him and drove off.
That's
Dave has not commented on the
too
story.
Cool.
But he's a cool guy.
I mean, I like
him,
yeah.
If you're a huge Dave Matthews fan, you would get excited.
That blew
about
my mind.
Since you probably don't carry much cash anymore, you might think someone would be disappointed if they stole your purse. You would be wrong. It turns out, this is a stunning fact for me, the average woman is carrying almost $5,000 worth of stuff in her purse.
Whoa.
At all times.
How can that be?
At all times. I don't know. I don't carry a purse.
All that change.
Yeah.
The most expensive things are a smartphone.
Sure.
Another gadget like an iPad or Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I know
yep.
a lot of women carry the Kindles there. Sunglasses, a makeup bag, makeup, and the purse itself.
Ooh.
So that's the total value of everything, including
purses
the purse itself.
Are amazingly expensive. And I went, Carrie asked for one once, and I went into a Coach store, and I walked out backwards like I never went in the first place. It was like going to a horror film to see that. It was horrible. Bad stuff. Exactly.
Robbie at the Coach store. Anyway, that's it. A new study has found 55% of toothbrushes have feces on the bristles.
Ooh.
Yay.
Like when they're new?
Feces on the... No, not when they're new. It depends on what store you're going to.
Yeah.
Feces on the bristles.
Actually,
what do you do?
Mike, there is one toothbrush company that you need to avoid. It's Oral-B.
Hi there. This is Kent Brockman for Oral-BM. Would you like more fecal matter on the end of your bristles? Oral-BM is the product for you. The more people you share a bathroom with, the more likely it's their feces.
Oh.
It's because when you flush the toilet, it shoots tiny poop particles through the air, and they land on your brush.
I imagine like animation in a like a commercial that they would do, like a General Mills commercial. Is it because when you flush, and that's when they would go to the animated graphic.
Hi, everybody. Is your toothbrush collecting the right amount of fecal material in your bathroom?
Now, let's look at our animated graphic right here. You see, when you flush, poop particles fly through the air. And with the Oral-BM brush, we catch the extra poop particles. So you can get them all into your system.
Nice.
Oscar's starting to squirm right now.
Hi, I'm June Allison.
Okay.
Does your toothpaste taste different lately?
Thank you. A guy, now a little something-something. A guy named Ken Yerden went to a Chili's in Clay, New York last July, and his server was a 24-year-old named Gregory Lamica. Ken says he was polite, he left a tip, but he must have done something to make Gregory angry, because as he was leaving, he asked if he could have his soda in a go-to cup, a to-go cup.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that in and of itself may have made the server angry.
Could be.
You know, they don't like to do extra work. And after he took a few sips in the car, he took off the lid, and he saw spit floating in it.
Not cool.
He complained to the restaurant, and they gave him some coupons.
Oh, liter of cola.
But he wouldn't say Gregory had done it.
Nice.
So, you know, they wouldn't say that Gregory was guilty. So sure. Ken got pissed off and went to the police. And they actually decided to run a DNA test to figure out if it was Gregory's spit.
Oh, no.
After 3 months, it was.
Snap.
Gregory pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct in February. He was sentenced to 1 year of probation. He kept working at the Chili's even after the DNA test and wound up quitting in October, but they never fired him. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, next time I'm going to Chili's, I'm going to get the margarita chicken fresh spit bowl. Or my bacon avocado loogie sandwich.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Or my quesadilla explosion saliva salad. Or my baby back ribs with homestyle fries, broccoli, and spittle.
Thank you very much.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I'm a sixth grader. I sit down at career day for the Rob Spiewak Show. I want to hear. I want to hear what you said. He is talking about the fact that he wants to be a big deal when he goes in, but he doesn't want to spend
Mike,
a lot of money
not,
doing it.
It's not about being a big deal. You know what it is? I was not loved because I didn't have anything to give them.
Go bring in a bag of candy. You know candy.
A lady
bring your
did that, candy. And she said, and if you follow these guidelines, you'll be smart. And then she handed everyone Smarties. And I said,
oh, what a bitch.
I should have thought of that.
Absolutely. I swear to God. I would have flipped her off. Oh, nice, that would have gone well.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I know you've heard us talk about our Amazon page for a long time. Oscar just yesterday was lambasting Rob and myself because we were not being diligent in doing our shopping at Amazon. And the bottom line is, it is without question, especially when you're up in the middle of nowhere like I am, it is the definitive way to get all products. And here's the best part. You get something on Amazon, not only do you get a fabulous price, but they bring it to you.
To your doorstep.
To your door.
Now they're rolling out same-day shipping. And I kid you not, you order
it
in the morning, it comes to your house, and you don't have to be a Prime member for the same-day shipping. I ordered a drone. I got a new drone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you got a new drone?
I got a new drone. And I ordered it. And I said, well, it says here, the company said it'll be there June 10th. I'm like, that's typical, right? It's going to take forever.
Right, right.
I ordered it at midnight. It came the same day, technically, when I got home from Big O and Duke's. It was sitting on my doorstep.
That's sitting on my doorstep.
That's the magic of Amazon. Yeah. Wow. Next time you need to buy anything, please do it this way. We want you to go to MikeOMaraShow.com. That's the whole purpose of us telling you about this right now. We don't stress it enough. A lot of you do it automatically now, and we are incredibly grateful for that. But I want to remind all of you, it's simple. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon and bookmark it. Then whenever you want to do your Amazon shopping, we get the credit for it, and it helps our show financially. So please do that for us. Or click the Amazon button on the website, or click on the shopping cart icon on our app. We've got a shopping cart. Doesn't say Amazon on it. On our app is just a shopping cart that automatically takes you to Amazon through our app.
Yeah,
and that is the easiest way. If you're listening right now on your phone, do it. You can do it right now. Shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for today, Thursday, June 4, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, my condolences, because I know you've been following them. The Lightning lost to the Blackhawks last night in Game 1, 2-1.
Playback on the Kane, and his shot blocked by Hedman. Kane again to the outside, 5 seconds to go. Brought back up by Hedman, 2 seconds and one. One last shot is wide, and the Blackhawks take Game 1.
6 minutes to go. 6 minutes to go in the game. A little over 6 minutes to go. They come back. Tampa leading the entire game 1-0. Blackhawks come out in the third period with 6 minutes to go. They tie it, and then they go on to win it.
Man.
The Blackhawks are an effing all-star team. It's going to be an incredible task for Tampa to come back from that. It
I
really
couldn't
is,
believe
even though there are six games
the
left.
Electricity in the room, just in that audio, that doesn't sound like a hockey game. That sounds like something crazy.
I did not watch the entire game because my son gets us up at 5:45, so I turned in last night. But the first period, I've never seen it. Like, usually teams feel each other out in the Stanley Cup final. These guys, balls to the wall.
Right from out of the chute.
The minute the puck was dropped. If you want to see some great sports, watch that. It's terrific.
Oscar, this is a couple tapes for you as we focus on the great country of Brazil.
Ah, Brasil.
There will be an Oscar Santana challenge. I need you to translate something for because Portuguese is sort of like Spanish, right?
Portuguese. A cousin.
But first, we go to a man. He is 33 years old. They discovered a brain tumor. And it's one of those surgeries where they have to leave you awake during the surgery because they have to continually ask you, are you okay? Are you okay? To make sure that your brain is still functioning through the surgery. Okay. The guy was not, he said, that seems like tedious and it's going to stress me out. He asked if he could play his guitar and sing during his brain surgery.
Wow.
This is a man who has his head cut open and is having a tumor cut off of his brain. It's the most amazing thing. That's during the brain surgery. Doctors say that if the tumor is fully removed and successful, his pitch will get better.
Yesterday, he's singing.
Yeah, he sang yesterday.
Yeah,
by
yesterday.
The Beatles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But how neat is that? That instead of having to talk through the procedure, he's able to just sing, and that's
pretty
giving
wild.
The doctors what they need.
That's yesterday.
This is so wrong.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm fine. Wait. Pull what out?
The tumor, man. You have a tumor on your brain.
Tumor.
Oh, I believe in yesterday. Is the tumor gone yet?
Some of it's gone.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Also in Brazil, there was a police chase and shootout. They had a reporter on the scene. This is one of the most awkward moments I've ever seen. It is in Portuguese, so hopefully Oscar can help us figure out what he's saying. At the end of this short tape, you will hear the reporter chuckle because he's gone to someone that is laying face down on the pavement. He thinks he's in custody. He's trying to interview someone who's dead. So when he finds out the guy is dead, he actually laughs.
Você tem quantos anos? Isso aqui parece estar ferido. Isso aqui, Barretão. Por incrível que pareça, eu entrevistar cara que já está morto.
That little chuckle is when he says, oh, he's dead.
I think it's like, why'd you do this? Oh, you're dead.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's a little weird. That's a little desensitized to the violence.
Exactly. It's a very scary piece of tape. Speaking of desensitized or not being sensitive, tip of the Mike O'Mara Show hat to Doug Gottlieb, who is still employed at CBS Sports. This blew my mind. This is his take on Caitlyn Jenner. And this speaks to what we said earlier in the show. You want to talk about a guy who just doesn't get it.
Like, are we just okay, cut, cut, snip, snip, changing it? Am I the only one thinking this? Like, do you guys think I like my nose? Do you think I like where my hairline's going? Probably not. The answer is no. But it's like having the self-confidence to overcome or to believe in myself, I don't know. It's like, well, inside of Bruce Jenner was a woman. Well, inside of Doug Gottlieb is a guy with a beautiful full head of hair and a much better nose and a deeper voice as well.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I mean, but it speaks to what we were talking about.
It does.
That, you don't get it. This is, the more I read about this, it's going to take a lot of time. And that's just a demonstration of what people are going to have to overcome with this. But we are such mouths. We do it. We flap our gums every
sure,
day.
Sure,
I just get so tired of the sports guys that get on there and flap their gums and the pundits that are on there. You know, at least we try to yuck it up a little bit on this show occasionally. Mm-hmm. It just frustrates me to no end where you get these low IQs that have been tenacious enough to rise above their station and get to these gigs, and a dope like that gets on it. You know, you have to remind people occasionally that are in our business that there is a teeny tiny bit of a public trust out there.
Oh.
Just a teeny tiny bit. So when you're a swinging dick and tough guy and you think that you're going to get slapped on the back by your buddies because you're being all tough and wonderful, just remember there are people out there that are really going to be hurt occasionally. It's going to happen. I've hurt people in my broadcasting career. I've done it a lot. I don't look back on my broadcasting career and feel anything but regret over some of those moments where I've been a party to that. Okay, I think in a way you got to get on there and you have to be aware that when you're making that bombastic, stupid ass statement, that you might be hurting people's feelings. You might actually be pushing somebody that's watching a national sports network over the edge.
Yep.
You actually might be doing
true
that.
Enough.
And just be mindful of that. That's all I wanted to say. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Mike, let's close with a little bit of good news. The Grateful Dead is coming out with a new box set. And what a box set this is.
Grateful Dead is in the news. The Grateful Dead are putting out an 80-disc
80.
Live performance box set. 80 discs. Yeah. No word yet on which Grateful Dead song it will be.
It's your magic audio vault.
Buddy,
have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show is come and gone, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get out of here. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, send a letter or package to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And to get your message into the Rob mailbag, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, support our Amazon page. This is our day to push that, so we hope you do that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.